and me for money from pockets that are bare. I bought a big sheet on Friday, it was 25,000 sin. Well, I went to a bar just the other night, don't know where my money went. Try to make it last forever. I remember going downstairs in the summertime, sitting on my dad's, on the green plastic couch and the green shag carpeting that we've had in the living room back in the 70s. Well, actually this was the 70s, but the early 70s. You know, when people wanted their living rooms to look like lawn furniture so they could pretend they were outside, because it was Wisconsin and it was 17 below zero, and now you guys know what the fuck that feels like. I do. Imagine that every freaking day. I walk backwards to school my entire life. Well, I was enjoying that Gilligan's Island in my lounge downstairs for a few months after I got out of high school, maybe 7 or 8 months, I'm not quite sure, but my dad came home from work one day at about 5 in the afternoon and said, "Hey, good morning, young man." I said, "Hey, Dad, how you doing? Got some coffee?" He said, "Listen, I got to tell you something. When I come home tomorrow, you better have a job." I ain't lying to you. You better have a job. So I networked with all my friends that night over a couple bongs. And my friend John said, "I got a great place for you." And so I said, "Well, that sounds good, John. I will be there." And so I went and I applied, and John knew the manager well, so I got my job working there. And I went into work every day as best I could, and I worked there for about 2 weeks, and the manager called me into his office, and he said, "Hey, Mr. Kenny, good morning." I said, "Yeah, good morning." He said, "You know, it's 3 in the afternoon. I said, "Yeah, that's cool." He said, "You know, you're supposed to start at 8 in the morning, and, you know, I said, was somebody asking for me?" And he said, "No." He said, "No." He said, "Well, you know, when you get a job, you're supposed to, you know, come in on time, be part of the team, work good, work long hours, and do what you can, impress me." I said, "I'm trying to impress you, man. I'm here." He said, "Well," he said, "here's the deal, man. How you ever expect to be somebody in this life with an attitude like that where you're just kind of winging it? It sounds like you're winging it, Mr. Kenny." I said, "Yeah, a little bit, yeah." He said, "How would you ever expect to become a doctor or a lawyer or a dentist with an attitude like you have? I'm trying to help you." And I said, what would you know about being a doctor or a lawyer or a dentist? You're the manager at Arby's. He said, fuck you, I used to be a folk singer. Actually, it was Red Lobster, not Arby's.
But everything else was true.
Everything else was true. Yeah.